This episode of Louisville Family Fun is brought to you by LearningRx, helping struggling students change their brains through intense one-on-one training. LearningRx strengthens the cognitive skills students need to think faster, learn easier, read better, and improve their attention. And that means better performance in the classroom. Train the brain, get smarter, LearningRx.
Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Welcome to the Louisville Family Fun Podcast. I'm Stephanie White.
And I'm Maggie Kimberl.
And we're your hosts weekly on Louisville.am.
I'm bored!
Hey, enough of that. There's no boredom when there's Lou Fam Fun. Hello, this is Stephanie White from LouisvilleFamilyFun.net, and I'm so happy to be talking to you this morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. We have a great podcast for you today. It is all about spring farm fun because indeed it is spring. We are now into May, and everybody is wondering, this weather is going to turn around. It's going to be beautiful. How do we get outside? So coming up in this podcast, we're going to talk about Maggie Kimberl and I are going to talk about spring farm fun because this is an agricultural state. There's got to be places for you to go with your family that are super fun, maybe affordable, and not too far away. And you can get outside, enjoy the fresh air, get some fresh produce, whether it's from green beans to other vegetables to strawberries that come in the late spring and into the summer. There are ample opportunities for you to get out to the spring farms. So that's what the podcast is coming up here in a moment. But I also wanted to mention a little change that's happened in my life through Louisville Family Fun. I've been working on Louisville Family Fun for 4.5 years, and about 2.5 years ago, I started supporting through my business an organization here in town called Big Brothers Big Sisters of Kentuckiana, which provides awesome mentoring relationships for kids of all shapes and sizes around the Kentuckiana area. So I started supporting them through providing exposure through the website, financial support, donating items, things like that. And I've been lucky enough to go to work for them now, and I have been in my position as community engagement manager for just a few weeks now, and it's been really exciting. So I just wanted to take a moment to tell you about that. We have volunteer opportunities that you may be thinking, I really want to give back to my community. What can I do? We have so many options for people to be mentors, and it doesn't matter if you are listening and you are retired, or you are a young professional, or you are a mom or a dad looking for another way to help your community because you just love working with kids. You can go to bbbsky.org and get all of the information and inquire about being a mentor. Big Brothers Big Sisters also appreciates financial support, so of course you can donate, and all of the money stays here in Kentuckiana to help your neighbors, your kids, and those mentors. It helps support that relationship and helps to make more matches because there are hundreds of kids waiting to be matched with a mentor, so the financial assistance is so helpful as well. Additionally, we have opportunities for people to sign up children to get a mentor. And the reasons are far and wide as to, you know, why you might feel that your child really could benefit from being matched with a mentor. It's not something that has to be a reason of deep struggle or anything like that. There are kids, I mean, really think about it. Who couldn't benefit from being match with someone for some one-on-one quality attention and that awesome relationship? So you can inquire about getting your child signed up to be a mentor as well. So remember, go ahead, take this time to look at bbbsky.org. See if you can help Big Brothers Big Sisters, because maybe you could be matched up and you could take a kid out to one of the spring farm fun places that Maggie and I are going to talk to here about here in a moment, because there is so many fun things to do around Louisville. Why not get matched up with a mentor, or why not donate so that we can match mentors with littles, and they can be doing these fun things too together. A lot of them use our website. So anyway, here comes Maggie and I talking about Spring Farm Fun. And again, thank you so much to LearningRx. They have two locations here in Louisville. Call them, inquire. Maybe you need some assistance over the summer with your child. This is a perfect time to check them out. And use the word podcast, because you're going to save $100. Thanks for listening. Here comes the podcast about Spring Farm Fun.
Are your children struggling in school? Do you really know why? At LearningRx, we specialize in turning guesswork into knowledge and frustration into success. Call LearningRx today to schedule an affordable cognitive skills test. Discover how LearningRx can help make learning easier. Get tested. Know why. LearningRx.
Save $100 on a cognitive skills test at LearningRx by calling 423-3713 and using the promo code PODCAST. Call 423-3713, promo code PODCAST.
I'm your host, Maggie Kimbrell, and with me today is Stephanie White, Miss Lou Fam Fun herself. Welcome.
I'm just doing it up recently with the podcast.
Yeah, we love it. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about a post that I did on Louisville Family Fun about a summer break itinerary. If you're maybe visiting from out of town, or if you have family or friends visiting from out of town and you need some ideas for what to do to entertain the family, I just went ahead and put together an itinerary for you so you don't even have to think about it. All the work's done.
You are so nice.
I'm so thoughtful.
Did you start getting thank you cards yet?
No.
Nobody sent you thank you cards? I mean, this is such a service you've provided.
It is. I put a lot of thought into this,
I definitely think. I mean, why not come? I mean, people think the summer and they flock to,
beaches
and things like that. But I know we're landlocked here in Kentucky. But
well, we have a river.
We have a river. Yeah. Wouldn't suggest swimming in the river.
And actually, I've heard it said before that we have the most square acres of lakes of any other
state. Yeah, in Kentucky, right.
So we do have a lot. We have a lot of water.
Well,
it's just not
the
ocean.
Why not come to Louisville and enjoy or have a staycation for summer? You're definitely going to save money.
Absolutely. And it's, and it's nice sometimes to get out of the beach rut and try an urban vacation.
A beach rut? Come on. That's taking it a little far.
That is taking a little far. I kind of hate myself a little bit now. All right. So for Sunday, I started in Bardstown, Kentucky.
Okay.
This is like one of the most charming little towns
you've ever seen. For that.
Oh, yeah, totally. Their main street is like nationally recognized as like the most beautiful and adorable and quaint main street anywhere in the U.S.
Yes.
And on top of that, you've got, there's Bourbon Trail stuff there if you're inclined to do that. There's My Old Kentucky Home State Park, which is a lot of fun. Have you been to My Old Kentucky Home State Park yet?
A long time ago.
Yeah.
This was like prior to me even moving to Kentucky.
Yeah.
It's just sometime I came to visit.
Oh, wow. That's kind of cool. Yeah. And that's a lot of fun because they have this beautiful park. There's all this, all the beautiful grounds and
it's not just a song.
Yeah, exactly. It's more than just a song that they sing at the Derby.
An old Kentucky home.
True story. Main Street, Bardstown, Bourbon Heritage Center, and My Old Kentucky Dinner Train.
Yeah, and also the outdoor theater.
Oh.
Like the Stephen F. Foster, like the musicals
and
stuff?
Oh, yeah, they do the musical in the summertime. That's right. I totally forgot about that.
Come on, you're going to have to edit your post.
I know. I need to add that.
The point being, there's quite a bit to do.
There's a lot to do. It's a fun town, and it's beautiful, and it's quaint. And
horse-drawn carriage rides.
Oh, yeah. They've got all that stuff. So, yeah, it's definitely a good thing to check out. But My Old Kentucky Home State Park, you go and you pay the admission to check out the house, but you don't even have to check out the house.
Right,
if you have little ones and you don't want to go into the house, because you might be afraid they would break some priceless antique.
Like the Big Bang we just heard.
Yeah, like the Big Bang from my 4-year-old sitting in the studio with us. But there's also an old-timey log cabin that was once a lawyer's office on the grounds, and they really enjoyed, there are all these stone steps going to it, and it's just like this really cool, quaint building.
Yeah. I also like down in the heart of Bardstown, you've got that old – I ate once with my husband. We went on a Bourbon Trail tour.
Oh, cool.
And we ate at the old, I can't remember the name of it now, but they have a restaurant in the the heart in the circle of Bardstown.
Oh, okay.
And it used to be like an old jail.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think I know what you're talking about. It's like a famous like tavern or something like that.
Yes, Talbot.
Talbot's Tavern. That's right. That's
right. Talbot's or something. Yep. So that's a great place to eat. Yeah, really unique and cool.
That sounds like a cool place. Okay. So for Monday, we're talking about going down to Museum Row on Main Street.
I love it.
So there are so many museums down there. I mean, I just named a couple Slugger museums down there. Giant baseball bat. Tour the factory. Get a souvenir bat. Learn about baseball history. I mean, it's really a cool place. The kids really enjoyed that. Kentucky Museum of Art and Craft.
Right, with the new makerspace.
They have a new makerspace, which is a great, fun place for kids.
Also, I'd point out that, like, the Fraser Museum, they have a new exhibit coming this summer all about the history of football.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, it's like gridiron.
They have really great exhibits. They had the Diana exhibit. They had the Samurai exhibit. I mean, they have some really great exhibits there.
They just had one about American flags, and now they're adding the Gridiron Glory, I think it's called. And so if you're into American football, which apparently who isn't except
me?
you could go and, you know, it's like the history of football there. So, and they still have, you know, we put this on a Monday, but you could always go like on the weekend after 5, you know, to the Science Center.
Because it's $5 after 5 on Friday and Saturday, right?
Yeah. And, you know, we're in May. If you're going early, you've got hometown tourist type things.
Oh, yeah.
That happen in May. So sometimes you can get a deal for some of these places, but it's a great beat the heat option because you're inside and you got AC.
And it's really a great place. Like, you can pay one price for parking for the entire day and go to 8 different museums.
Yeah.
It's and amazing.
You can eat places. Like, there's a great little shop that's open for lunch. That just recently opened this year, I think it was Atlantic Number 5.
Ooh.
It's really cool.
I haven't been there yet. I've heard good things.
It's really good. And then there's a pizza place. There's Mrs. Potter's, has really unique offerings for lunch. So there's lots of places just right there, and you're literally in kind of like 2 city blocks.
Yeah. It's a densely packed area.
Culture.
Yeah. Densely packed cultural center. So then Tuesday, I've got the pedestrian bridge. Take a walk across the pedestrian bridge at Waterfront Park. Waterfront Park is a lot of fun. I mean, there are just playgrounds and walking paths and swings by the river and restaurants. Right. And
yeah,
I mean,
you can
everything.
Bring a picnic, or you could go to,
absolutely,
you know, what is it? The Tex-Mex.
Oh, Tumbleweed. There's Tumbleweed on one side, and there's Joe's Crab Shack on the other
side. Right. So you could take a picnic, or you could dine out at one of those places.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It's walking across the bridge is really cool because it gives you an interesting vantage point to check out the city. You can see the whole skyline. You can see all of downtown, and you're over the river, and you can actually is the Jeffersonville side open yet?
I don't know. I was just looking that up.
I think it's if it's not open now, it's going
it's
to be open
like
soon.
Really, really soon.
Really, really soon.
Yeah.
And then you can walk all the way into Jeffersonville and check out. They've got a little park on their waterfront side over there. And it's just a lot of fun.
Well, and also, you know, Wheel Fun Rentals used to be over more west in Waterfront Park.
Right at now, the base of the bridge now.
Now they're right there. And I really like that because there's a lot of flat. I wouldn't take like a Surrey cart up on the Big Four Bridge because you are not going to be pedaling that thing
that
up the
ramp.
That
would be hard to pedal up the ramp. But other than that, well, they have those big four-person, they're like, you call them Surrey carts? They're like golf carts that you pedal.
The Surrey cart. Yeah. Come on, get with it.
Oh, well, I haven't done that yet. But that could be a lot of fun. You know, take a Surrey cart and pedal around the waterfront and check everything out. Does the same company do the Segway tours?
Yes.
Okay.
It's Wheel Fun Rentals.
Yeah. So you can get a Segway. You could take a Segway on the bridge. That wouldn't be any work to get up the ramp.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of exercise is that, though?
Well, you know, maybe if somebody doesn't have the physical ability, that would be a good option.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
There are options for everybody.
Because you definitely want to get up there. If you haven't been up to the top of the Big Four Bridge, there's like music playing. There's great views.
It's a lot of fun.
You know, so there's definitely.
And there are benches. You can take your picnic up there as well. There are benches and garbage cans. And I really wish they would put in a bathroom up there. Sometimes when you get all the way up there, you're like, oh, man, especially with kids.
Yeah. But if it's really, really hot, you're not far away from the spray grounds.
That's true.
You know,
they have a really great spray ground there.
And so, you know, there's you could spend the whole day at Waterfront Park. And
absolutely.
If you wanted to, you're spending most of the day at Waterfront Park, and then you're saying, okay, let's gather everything up and go out to dinner. You're right near downtown or Nulu.
Yep.
So, you know, it's a great little spot. And did you know, that right across from Waterfront Park, they're going to put in a botanical gardens?
You know, I had heard a rumor about that, and I was like, where is this going to go? I don't even know.
Well, you know
where all the construction's going on right now.
Well, it's really where the facade of that building is
at the front of Frankfort Avenue.
Front of Frankfort Avenue, right there. It's gonna be called.
I can't wait to see.
I don't know when that is.
I love botanical gardens.
Just throwing
that
out there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next day we have is Wednesday, and I have you going across the river to Falls of the Ohio State Park in Southern Indiana.
Love.
That's a really great place because it's just like fossil beds.
It's one of a kind in the world.
It really is. I mean, you can see so many different fossils of so many different animals, and they're all there and they're all exposed, and you can climb on rocks. My kids love it because they can climb up.
It's a yes place. That's what I call it.
It is. It's totally hands-on. It's climbing and jumping and, you know, a little bit of risk taking, maybe a little taste of danger for the kids.
Yeah.
And It's a lot of fun.
What I like about it too is
you have like a bird viewing area in the interpretive center. So if you need to go in, like the last time I went to the Falls of the Ohio, it was 105 degrees.
Yeah.
So after we, you know, did all of our running and jumping and climbing and everything, we went into the interpretive center and cooled off and just sat in the bird viewing area and watched the birds. And it was awesome.
I mean, they have a great movie.
Yep.
That plays as part of the admission. And so the Interpretive Center, it's not huge, but it gives you the history, the movie. And then when you go out, you get a deeper appreciation for how special it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've learned to, because my son really likes when all the fossil beds are kind of exposed way far out.
Right.
I'll call and ask him because I don't know.
Right.
You know, so I'll call and ask them, and we'll just go out there and, you know, look for things. You can just do it freely, or you can get the paper at the visitor center, at the interpretive center, that gives you some of the pictures of the fossils. And then the kids feel like it's a scavenger hunt.
Ooh, yeah. That's
a lot of
fun.
I also encourage families to.
And you could also take crayons and paper and do rubbings.
Yes. That's a great idea. We haven't done that. Yeah. I'm going to do that next time because each time we go, sometimes we go in and we go straight down to the, you know, right from the interpretive center. Uh-huh. Other times we go off the parking lot. There's a trailhead on the right, and it loops you around, and there'll be people fishing back there, and there's always just kind of like fallen trees to climb on, like balance beams and stuff.
There's so much climbing and jumping and all kinds of stuff like
that.
The
just leave the fossils there.
Yes, leave the fossils there. That's really the only rule. And also over on that side of the river, there's the Howard Steamboat Museum.
Yes.
You know, this whole area, Louisville, the reason Louisville is such a big city is because of the Falls of the Ohio and steamboats and all that kind of stuff. That's kind of, you know, where our culture came from. So it's really nice to kind of remind ourselves of that. And Howard Steamboat Museum has a lot of historical artifacts, you know, from the building of steamboats. And actually, the steamboats were built right over there on that side of the river.
Yeah.
Jeff Boat. So that's, I mean, they build barges and stuff now still, I think.
Super cool.
Yeah, lots.
And then you need
a
treat
over there. And then you need a treat, so you have to go to Widow's Walk.
You can go to Widow's Walk, get some ice cream. They've got great views. If you've been there all day and the sun is about to set and everything,
yeah,
awesome view of Louisville.
And then another cool thing to check out if you don't want to do that kind of treat is you can go to the Schimpf's?
I have no idea.
Confectionery Museum. So it's actually like a really cool old-timey candy shop, and they also have a candy museum.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to take their kids to a candy museum? That sounds awesome.
Yeah, so you can watch them. They make like Red Hots.
Ooh, cool.
Yeah, so there's a lot of right over the river, and you can make a whole day of it.
Absolutely. Okay, so then moving on to the next day, I've got Thursday, visit Old Louisville. There's a lot of stuff going on in Old Louisville.
You may just
think it's old homes, but it's not.
Well, Old Louisville has my favorite tree.
Okay,
which one is it?
Oh, that's right. I've seen the picture of it, and I don't remember where
it's
is.
It's in.
Is it in Central Park?
Central Park in Old Louisville, right by the spray ground. There's what I think is the best tree in Louisville. I have a favorite everything. I might as well have a favorite tree, right?
Okay.
Well, yeah. So anyway, I just there's something of feeling. It's a wonderful just tree to have a picnic under and the playground.
And they have beautiful. I mean, it's such an old park. The trees are enormous.
That's what I mean. It is gorgeous, and it's just grown so perfectly. I think it's just the perfect tree. And then of course there's like The Shakespeare in the Park.
Yeah, they have all kinds of great events in the summertime.
Yeah, so you can spend time just in Old Louisville walking around.
Absolutely. So you can go to the Old Louisville Visitor Center and you can find out what kind of tours are going on. They have garden tours. They have ghost tours. If you want to scare the bejesus out of your kids.
We like to throw coins in St. James Court and the fountain.
Oh, yeah. There's the St. James St. James Court, just walking up and down and checking out the homes. It's beautiful. Yeah. Conrad Caldwell House is now becoming a museum. Did you hear this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super cool.
And they have some cool event, some cool exhibit coming out soon.
Awesome.
And there's also Kentucky Kingdom.
Which is not far from Old Louisville.
Which is not far from Old Louisville.
Right.
And it's opening
at the end of May.
At the end of May.
Right.
I'm really excited about this because it's been closed for several years.
I know. And the season, I don't know, you know, if when this podcast is airing, if the season passes are still available, but they've had those rates for the season passes are awesome, like $60 or something like that.
Yeah.
It is going to be rather expensive, but like I've been studying because I am a student of Louisville Family Fun.
Of course.
Their website, I mean, the water park is ridiculous. There's so many.
So they are opening the water park. I had heard that they're only opening.
Well, I don't know. I'm in terms of just what it ultimately is going to be.
I gotcha.
That's what I'm speaking of.
Maybe not quite this year, but in the future.
They have like a slide that's this crazy.
Oh, yeah. They have water slides on the side that they're opening this year that I know of.
I think I need to do my homework a little bit more
on Kentucky Kingdom.
It's going to be a work in progress regardless.
Oh, yeah.
There might be phases or something.
Yeah. And I think this phase is just the inside part, not when you cross over the bridge.
Yeah. So, well, you know, I've never been there.
Oh, yeah. There's a bridge that
cross over. It's never been open since I've lived here.
That's amazing. I can't even believe that.
I've just seen the signs like Kentucky Kingdom, this exit. And I'm like, that's a joke.
Yeah, right.
Or whatever it was. You know, Six Flags over.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it'll be nice when it opens. And we'll have to do a podcast. We'll have to go
and check it out.
Check it out.
Maybe we should have a writer's day.
Yeah.
And
do some reconnaissance.
Yeah, there you go. That sounds good. All right. So Friday, we have Bardstown Road and Nulu. So you got to check out the Highlands and you got to check out Nulu because these are kind of, you know, cultural centers and maybe a little bit different culture than you're used to. So,
and different dining options.
Different dining options. Lots of great dining options. Ice cream. Record stores like Better Days and Guest Room Records. If you're into record collecting, which, you know, almost everybody is now.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Records are a big deal. Like all these places have, you know, vinyl night where you bring in your vinyl and you play your vinyl and stuff like that.
I have no vinyl.
It's totally hip. Okay. I left my vinyl collection at my parents' house when I moved out. I'm kind of bummed about that. I need to go find it.
Yeah, I didn't know. I'm not on the hip.
Yeah, if you're hipster
hip, scene,
if you're hip, you collect vinyl.
Okay.
That's what all the
maybe
cool kids
I should
are doing now.
Start collecting vinyl. And
there's also, well, what
hip.
About comic books? Great Escape.
Okay. I mean, the kids would love that.
Yeah, the kids would love the comic books. Great Escape's a good
why
spot.
Why Louisville is always fun.
Yeah, Why Louisville and Why Lou too. The Why Louisville store, the original one, is in the Highlands on Bardstown Road. And the Why Lou too is in Nulu on Market Street.
Yeah.
These are both really cool places. They're totally different. They have different exhibits. They are considered roadside attractions. And they have just all kinds of cool displays. You can get souvenirs. You can get T-shirts.
Funky shirts.
Funky stuff. And they have a lot of really cool, weird, off-the-wall toys. They have Rock'em Sock'em robots.
Awesome.
They have the Fisher-Price record player for
you
kids.
You shop there more than I do.
I do. I go a lot. I might have a slight Wailu 2 problem.
Inventory memorized.
I do have the – and it changes. It does change a lot actually too. And, you know, like they had a Kentucky for Kentucky trunk show there once and it was, you know, it was a lot of fun. So they have – and they also have a rolling roadside attraction. They have a van that goes around and sets up at all the festivals.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a – Kentucky, what's the monster's name?
I'm thinking of
the Popelik monster. Yeah,
right, the big white fuzzy monster.
Yeah,
they have
the Popelik monster. They have no, that's not the white.
No,
the white fuzzy one is Bumble the snow monster.
Oh, right, right, right. Okay.
The Popelik monster is half goat, half man.
Oh, right.
And he lives at the Popelik railroad trestle in the parklands of Floyd's Fork. I am well-versed in the local folklore now, apparently. Okay.
And then they have the colonel that can
ride around
at festivals. I've seen him in a wheelchair.
Yes, he's on a motorized scooter. It is a wax version of Colonel Sanders in his original. It's an actual Colonel Sanders white suit that the actual Colonel Sanders wore.
So obviously,
and you can go in and you can get a postcard of Colonel Sanders' driver's license.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all the things that we are very proud of here in
Absolutely.
Kentucky that we like to promote.
So lots of fun stuff. And also in this area.
So that would be a shopping day. Shopping, yeah. Eating.
Well, and just checking out weird, eclectic local culture. So, you know, you've also got one of my favorites is Muth's Candy. It's been open since 1921. That's where I go get my beloved Majeska's.
Right. Chocolate covered. Got to get chocolate covered.
You know, I tried the chocolate covered and it just wasn't the same.
Come on. Chocolate covered everything.
I mean, it was good, but it's not a Majeska. It's not it's not what my great grandpa bought me for Christmas when I know you're new to the Majeska's, so you like the new school Majeska's.
Yeah.
I like the old school Majeska's. And then, you know, there are so many great dining options. Some of the ones I put in here, Taco Punk, Mayan Cafe, Dragon's King's Daughter, Cafe Mimosa. And then you've got multiple locations.
Hungry.
I know, I'm starving. Homemade Ice Cream and Pie Kitchen, Comfy Cow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just...
There's so many
options. I mean, honestly, you can just park your car, walk around,
find
stuff.
We don't care where you go, but take a day. If you're on a vacation here in Louisville, pick a day to explore a little area of town
Absolutely.
That offers shopping, dining, you know, and just cool, funky places.
Okay. So, and then moving on to
the last day of your
vacation.
When
you start to cry because you realize you have to leave. But guess what? We have houses for sale. You can move here.
Yeah.
Before you depart for home, head down to the Louisville Visitor Center and try the free walking tour that they have on Saturday morning, which sounds awesome.
I love that they do that.
Yeah, I love that too.
And well, regardless, the Visitor Center is great for staycations or visitors.
Well, because you can also go in and get the magnet and you can walk around and figure out which buildings have the iron facades.
Right, on Main Street.
And the people who work there are very helpful. They have all kinds of great ideas as far as, if you're not really sure what you want to do, go talk to them. They know
coupons.
They have coupons. They have everything.
You know, a lot of readers always ask, you know, what can I get?
We
a coupon for this, a coupon
value
for this.
Conscious
and I say,
in Louisville, yes.
I say, remember, you know, there's... coupons at the visitor center. You might not think of yourself as a visitor,
but there they are.
Like I tell people all the time, like Churchill Downs. Okay.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
When you're headed to Churchill Downs, if you go to any of the area hotels or the visitor center, you pick up the Churchill Downs little rack card.
Oh.
It has free admission on the back.
Oh.
It's not a lot of money, but that's like one more bet you can place with less guilt.
That's true. That's true. Well, it is now time for the Friday Funny. What do you have for us?
Well, I'm thinking like summer.
Okay.
And one of the things that I have a love-hate relationship with in summer is sunscreen.
Oh, I was thinking hair frizz, but I have curly hair.
Yeah, you have curly hair. I don't have hair frizz. My hair is very cooperative.
Okay.
Don't hate. So sunscreen.
Okay.
I mean, I love it because it protects me and my kids and, you know, it's a good thing.
Right,
but I hate it because
it's kind of difficult. Yeah,
it's just like always smearing stuff on kids.
Right,
okay, or spraying it and then you inhale it. Oh, I could go on forever about sunscreen. So anyway, this is my joke about sunscreen.
Okay, let's hear it.
Why do bananas use sunscreen?
Why do bananas use sunscreen? Why?
Come on, you can do this. Because they peel.
Oh my goodness!
You know, like
I was trying to make the banana boat leap. I was going a different.
Well, good
direction
job, banana
with
boat with their marketing.
That
was the first thing that came to your head.
All right,
they peel. You know,
yeah, that makes sense. Well, thank you for being with us today, and I wanted to remind everybody that this podcast is sponsored by Learning RX, two locations in Louisville to train your brain. And when you call them to schedule an evaluation, you get $100 off your initial evaluation when you mention the code podcast. So thanks for being with us, everybody.